This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they're going to go at it tomorrow night on Netflix. It is free if you have a Netflix account. Yesterday, Jamie, they did the old face-off, you know, the old press conference.
Right, where they're nose-to-nose.
I got to tell you,
were they nose-to-nose? Did
yeah, they
that?
Were nose-to-nose. They didn't speak to each other when they got nose-to-nose.
Okay.
But they did that whole act that you see all the time.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Mike Tyson looks weak. He does not look like he's ready.
I heard you talking to the boys about this off the air. You said that you think that he actually looked like and acted like he had a little bit of maybe brain damage.
Remember yesterday you mentioned that they have to go through a series of tests?
Two tests.
Before?
EEG and an EKG.
And you mentioned that, I don't know if he can pass the brain test.
Yeah.
That maybe he's been injured over the years, being smacked around in the head.
So it's a rule by the state of Texas or wherever he's fighting that you must, boxers must take these two tests and pass them before they're allowed to get in the ring.
Yeah.
And so the EEG or whatever it's called seems a little troubling.
And after watching yesterday, which I have never really thought that much about it because I don't really follow Mike Tyson, although I'm a fan. I like his style. But after watching yesterday, I think you're onto something. I feel like he's just exhausted. He feels weak. He looks weak.
And you said he's like a little bit out there.
Yeah. Listen, here's him talking. Now, Jake Paul is just in your face, obnoxious a-hole, okay? Just talking about how he's going to pound this guy, okay? But he's grateful to be fighting a legend, but he's going to pound him when he gets in the ring. Here's Mike Tyson's replies.
Outside of the fans watching and all the eyes on you, I'm sure the most important ones are your family. Your kids are out here. Everyone's coming in to see you on Friday. What does it mean to have family with you?
Well, it's the family's everything. But my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. And then but that night, they're going to find out their father's very special.
Their father's very special.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Do you have the one about the toad?
He smokes. But no.
All right, so here's what he said about a toad. He said, when I see a toad, he's talking about the poisonous toads, I believe, from Australia. He said, when I see a toad, he takes out their, you know, that little sack or whatever. He says, you put it on a mirror and it gets hard. You rub it down until it becomes fine sand and then you smoke it. And then all of a sudden you meet God. And then God will tell you that you should beat up Jake Paul.
Yeah,
I know it sounds strange, but if you do some investigation, people will tell you about it. I had a shaman. I've done it over 80 times, 90 times probably. And after I smoked the toad, it told me I need to beat up Jake Paul.
Wow.
Man, I got to tell you, if I'm in the betting market and I've just put $100,000 on a toad smoker... He comes out with his statement.
Right?
I'm like, wait a minute. I just put $100,000 on a toad smoker who talks to God after smoking toad?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. There goes your money.
Here's Mike Tyson talking some more.
And what would you lose if you lose this fight? Thank you.
I'm not going to lose.
But just you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Thank you.
Wow. So here's the deal. Tomorrow night, Paul will finally face off against Tyson on Netflix. And and he, by the way, is a favorite to win.
Who?
Jake.
Yeah. Jake, yeah. I'd put my money on Jake.
Yeah.
He just looks stronger. He's younger.
Right.
He's got all the, he just got the build. He looks
toad
great.
Toad venom. He smokes toad venom. Have you ever heard of that in your life?
That's crazy.
Right?
Can you imagine, though, like, it might give him some superpowers when he gets in the ring.
At one point, wasn't he, like, really into pigeons?
I think he still
is. Remember?
Yeah. He has homing pigeons.
He loves pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he still is. He has homing pigeons.
You know anybody else on this planet that's into pigeons?
No. He's got a
besides
lot of odd
that
habits.
Birdman guy that was at Alcatraz? Remember that guy? That's it, man.
There's a clip where Carson Daly tries to give him a pigeon, and he gets really offended because it's not like a nice pigeon. It's like a run-of-the-mill, like New York City pigeon. He's like,
it's a trash pigeon.
Yeah.
It's not Falcon quality.
No, no. One more. Here's Jake Paul.
I'm not getting my bit off on Friday night, so I got my diamond spiked ear covers right there. He says he's going to kill me. Is that what you're going to do, Mike? Because I'm ready. I want that killer. I want the hardest match possible Friday night, and I want there to be no excuses from everyone at home when I knock him out. So is that what you're going to bring?
Now he gets silent.
I'm just ready. That's all I can say. I'm just ready.
How old is he?
58, I think. Ooh. No, 50. How old's Mike Tyson? Like
58.
58. Yep. 58. Yeah.
You know what? You said something off the air that I thought was sweet, and it showed you had empathy, which never happens.
What's that?
You're like, I really don't want him to fight.
I don't.
I think that's so. That was so sweet.
Yeah, because I think he's going to get the crap beat out of him, and I don't want to see that. And I hate Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to see him win, and I figure he's going to.
Yeah, and you just don't want to see him to get Mike, any more brain damage.
We still have time, Mike. I mean, let's just not do the fight and go smoke some toad. Come on, buddy. I'll go with you.
Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.